I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. Maggie Dawn is off today. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Normally, I'm not used to just coming on the air cold like this. I was expecting Michael McDonald or Kenny Loggins or somebody to be accompanying me here because I know that Calvin's on the board and I can't seem to appear anywhere without little Steely Dan or Stevie Ray Vaughan or something like that. But Calvin has given me just Maggie's music to say that Maggie is off today and hopefully feels better, and we'll be back soon. Again, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and very happy to be joining you on this Monday afternoon, April 14th, live from Chippewa Falls. If you are not a regular listener to Up North News Radio, let me deliver that plug right now. We would love to have you join us weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on stations across the Civic Media Radio Network, or if it's not on the radio where you are, you can listen through the Civic Media app, or you can watch us live on the Civic Media Facebook page or the Up North News Facebook page or the Up North News YouTube page. And of course, you can also catch us on demand as a podcast. Head over to the Civic Media website to learn much more. And I should say as well that if you're not familiar with Up North News, you find the work that we do. Our website is upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI in there, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on all the socials, and you will find us there. Our team here in Wisconsin and with Courier Newsroom around the country, making sure that we keep you informed. And we really enjoyed this partnership with Civic Media to have a morning radio show on several stations as well. So thanks again to Maggie and the crew for allowing me to pinch hit for Maggie today. Coming up on the program, we will be talking later this hour to State Assembly Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton, talking about a bill whose time has definitely come in Wisconsin. I mean, we talk about Citizens United all the time. I talk a lot about the Buckley-Vallejo case that somehow equates money as free speech, which is crazy in this country. But even if you set those topics aside, billionaires are always coming up with new ways to buy elections, new ways to tear down the rules. And so Representative Snodgrass has a way to prevent future attempts at billionaire bribery, the kind that was attempted by you-know-who during the recent state Supreme Court race. So we'll talk more about that little loophole that Elon Musk was trying to exploit and ways that you can close that at the legislative level. Now, granted, you would need a legislature that is amenable to things like closing loopholes for billionaires, but at least the bill gets introduced and at least you now know about it. And we talk about that a lot in the mornings, that one of the real strengths of Civic Media and of Courier Newsroom and Up North News is that for years and years and years, these ideas would be brought up in the state capitol. Good progressive ideas, but Your more mainstream outlets wouldn't tend to cover them, not out of malice, but out of a sense of, well, Democrats are in the minority, the bill doesn't have a chance of passing, so we're going to go talk about this shiny object over here. But then you, the audience, never get to hear about the other good ideas that are being floated around that theoretically should be bipartisan ideas. We shouldn't want billionaires to be able to buy elections. And yes, I can already hear the comment section from my morning show going, what about George Soros and Reid Hoffman? Actually, I would like if none of them could have undue influence in an election. So let's be clear, we're pretty much anti-billionaires buying elections around here. But if the rules currently allow them, then if there are some billionaires that would like to help progressive candidates get elected, hey, that's fine. But again, let's close the loopholes on some of these and try to level out the playing field so that the voter, and frankly, the candidate, aren't drowned out by what all the really rich people want. So we'll talk more about that coming up at the bottom of this hour. In our second hour, we have, first off, Bobby Kogan of the Center for American Progress, who is going to talk about the plan that congressional Republicans have and have always had to keep the Trump tax plan from 2017. I'll say the Trump tax cuts from 2017 because it was such a dog and pony show for the people who needed their taxes cut the most and got them cut the very least, the bare minimum to say that these are tax cuts for the middle class when they really weren't. So it was more of a tax plan. And now, of course, they want to extend it. The original plan added more than $2 trillion to the deficit. This next one's going to blow an even bigger hole. The fact of the matter is, the Trump tax plan of 2017 does need to be replaced with something. If you just let it expire, it's going to blow up taxes for a lot of folks in the middle class and elsewhere. And that was, again, on purpose by the Republicans who set the bill up. They set this up in a way that they said, well, by the time this expires, you know, we won't be around. Somebody else will have to fill in the gap. We're going to get all the political mileage out of this 2017 plan, some more than others. It was just last week we were talking about the anniversary of Senator Ron Johnson acknowledging during a town hall up here in Medford in Taylor County that his net worth had doubled during his time in office and that he personally benefited from a particular loophole that he demanded be in the 2017 tax plan. It's still there. It's made him a lot of money. It's made his donors a lot of money, which is why they were willing to spend a fraction of it on all the ads that helped Ron Johnson win a third term over Mandela Barnes. And now they just want to pretend that that is normal and we are just going to keep living and doing that. Well, Bobby Kogan's going to come tell us what the tax plan would do to Americans. We're going to knock down all the tired talking points that some people still fall for. Things like, well, you know, these tax cuts, they pay for themselves. They do not. And as Derek Van Orden was saying, they'll be paid for by cutting billions in waste and fraud without touching a nickel of benefits, except they won't. I remind folks on my show all the time that when you hear people talking about getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, and they say, yeah, my guy here, I'm voting for him or her, and they're going to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse. I have to remind them all the time, you're the waste they're talking about. Oh, no. They're looking at somebody else. These people that are sitting on their couches playing video games. No, that's what they say. But you're the waste they're talking about. Pulling back on Medicaid, Social Security, and everything else. And recall Derek Van Orden last week, blew up. Screamed at a witness and at Democrats in a hearing about, they're lying. That they're not going to cut benefits by a nickel. There's never been a plan for them to do that. They say that there's all these billions in fraud, but what it really is we take these things away from you, we pass them up to tax cuts for the very rich. That's just how this works. It's how they've always wanted it to work. But Derek Van Orden went on to say, they're lying. They're all the time saying that we wanted to cut all these things, and we've never cut all these things. You would have if you could have gotten away with it. The whole reason we had for like 2 years kicking the can down the road, continuing resolution after continuing resolution after continuing resolution, all the threats of government shutdown, were because you couldn't pass a regular budget. Because your budget proposal had all of these massive cuts in it. And you kept hoping you could get just enough votes to push it across, but you couldn't. So the biggest cuts didn't happen, but don't tell us that people were lying about it, because you would have gotten away with it if you could. And that's what you're still trying to do here. You've got House Republicans who are looking to impose something like $1.5 trillion in cuts, and Senate Republicans saying, well, we've got $4 billion identified, which is such a tiny fraction of what House Republicans want, which tells you the difference between, House and Senate Republicans and which ones get elected every 2 years and have to go as far to the extreme as they can. Well, they're still going to try to work it out, and whatever they end up working out is going to hurt people. We already know this. We've seen it happen before, and we're seeing it happen now with the wrecking ball that Elon Musk helped take to the economy until you, the good voters of Wisconsin, helped slow that momentum. It didn't end it. It's still going on. But, I mean, you really helped a nation understand what was happening. And people were figuring out that, hey, wait a minute. They think I'm the waste that they're cutting. I voted for him because I thought he was going to cut all these other people. Nope. Nope. Coming after you. So we'll talk to Bobby Kogan more about that from the standpoint of the Center for American Progress on the talking points and then what it'll really do if things pass as extreme as House Republicans want them to do. And then a little bit before the show, I heard from the handsome and capable Luke Mathers of Civic Media, as Greg Bach refers to him all the time. And I thought he was punking me. He says, and then at 3:30, you're going to be talking to somebody from Hundreds of Beavers. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, it's a movie. It's called Hundreds of Beavers, and you're going to be talking to a producer. Okay. And it's a silent movie. Okay. Let me see if I got the straight Mathers. I'm going to be talking about a movie called Hundreds of Beavers. It's a silent movie, and I'm talking about it on the radio. Yep. Well, when Luke Mathers gives me an assignment, boys and girls, I take care of it. So I'm going to tell you about Hundreds of Beavers with Kurt Ravenwood, one of the producers, how it was named one of the best independent films of 2024, and what it is about Wisconsin that makes this movie so special that it had a big special showing just last week. So there you go. We've got quite a range coming up here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow up here in Chippewa Falls. Thanks for tuning in on the Civic Media Radio Network.